Can you comment further on the specific comments made by government officials concerning the homeless?
Well, I think that I think the government officials on an ongoing basis view the homelessness problem as something that should be out of sight and out of mind, when in reality, homelessness is a very expensive problem. It's one that isn't just solved by giving someone accommodation. It's that people in that situation are homeless because they're incredibly hard to house, that the normal housing situations don't work for them. Often their mental illness, their addictions are prohibitive, and them being able to live in circumstances, in normal circumstances with other people, they need much more intensive counseling, they need much more intensive support to be able to manage their own affairs and to be able to have a decent lifestyle. And when you put them into situations where it's simply overnighting them in a homeless shelter and then sending them back out on the street, you're not solving any problems, and you're not eventually making these people independent and able to care for themselves. In fact, in some cases, people require institutionalization and need full-time care to be able to cope, and many of those people have been left on the street. So this is not an easy situation. It's not one that's easily solved, and that's why, you know, this government is particularly reluctant to get into this area, because usually they like easy solutions. They like something they can do a one-word spin in the media on, and this one is far more complex and far more expensive than a simple waving of the magic wand will cure.
You sit on the Mayor's Council on Regional Transportation, and one of the main concerns that UBC students have with the Olympics is the severe lack of transportation during the Games. How well do you think that the transit system will function during the Olympics?
Well, you know, I often am, you know, I'm concerned about the fact that that students do not actively go out and try to make changes in society. You know, often I've found now that that students only react when it's them that's affected. When they see their own interests affected, then there's a reaction. But in many cases, the wrong choices in transit have plagued us for the last decade, and we knew that when the Canada line went in, when the provincial and federal government made the decision that an airport line was the highest priority, that there would be impacts on the rest of the transit system. You know, TransLink picked up $1 billion of debt on the Canada line. Not only that, but huge operating expenses that are ongoing and commitments to ridership that's probably unrealistic. Everyone in the city knew or should have known. I mean, God knows I was warning them on a repeated basis that this was unable to be sustained. It was financially unaffordable, that transit would go broke. I mean, 5.5 years ago, I was writing letters to every mayor in the region telling them that exactly the situation TransLink is in now would occur. Now they're losing $150 million a year. They're looking to raise fares. They're looking for a 16% increase just to stay even, not to add any other resources. So, you know, I'm frustrated, and I've been frustrated for a long time, that there's such a lack of support out there, as people don't get interested until their personal interests are affected. And as a result, is the provincial and federal government are able to make bad public policy. Now we still have a private secret board making all the decisions in TransLink, and where is the public? Where are the students on that issue? You know, we've got a situation where we're being taxed without any representation, that students don't even have anybody they can talk to, and yet it seems to be accepted, this kind of right-wing rhetoric, that somehow these business people, or so-called business people, are able to run the system better, hasn't proved to be true, and it won't prove to be true. So, you know, I'm disappointed. Is that you know, you have to be part of the solution, and I get a little tired of the complaining when nobody will stand up for the system and say, we need to support a decent transit system with good governance that recognizes the needs of the public.